How beautiful. Dances and poems and flowers and, oh, what a good Mother's Day, huh? Well, happy Mother's Day. Let's have all the mothers stand up this morning, can we? Come on, ladies, because you know what? The poem said, hang on. The poem said that mothers never grow old. That's what they said. So you girls, you're young and strong, all right? So let's just thank God for our women, men, and our the moms. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We're so thankful for you ladies. So thankful for the gift. And so blessed that I get to come every Sunday and to see my mom. And so thankful for my mom who prayed me into the kingdom. You know, my Mother's Day gift to all of you mothers this morning is I'll be ending on time. All right? See, this is Mother's Day. Men are supposed to be silent in church. All right? You know, they say that cleaning with kids in the house is sort of like brushing your teeth with Oreos. Because it's nonstop. They said that motherhood taught me, not me, but one lady wrote, motherhood taught me just how far I can let myself go and still be okay with it. Moms don't wish they could sleep like a baby. They wish they could sleep like a dad. I thought that was good. And they found out what the fastest land mammal is. It's a toddler who's been asked, what's in your mouth? And they take off, right? And one lady wrote, showering as a mom should be an Olympic sport. Everyone yelling your name and you have to beat the clock and you rarely win a medal. So ladies, this morning, you know, we are so grateful for you. You wear so many hats and the love of a mother is amazing. We're so thankful that God created women because we had been walking around here by ourselves and it wouldn't have worked out so well. We're glad that God created women and we're very, very thankful for your loving kindness. You know, for those of you who don't know, this past week, Kia Walker, she had buried her sister, who was 52, right, Kia? Is Kia here? Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, you weren't sitting in the same place you're supposed to be sitting, Kia. But her sister was 52 years old. And, you know, when we did we had the funeral on Thursday, and Wednesday night, Kia was supposed to teach in the class on Wednesday night. And she called me on Monday or Tuesday, I forget which day, and she texted me. She said, Pastor, don't cancel me on Wednesday night. I'm ready. And I was like, all right, you're on. And when she got there and she stood up in front of everybody and she said, you know, here it is one of the toughest times. But she said, the reason why I'm here is my go-to when I have problems is church. Amen. And I just thought that was so profound and so powerful. And my prayer is that each and every one of us, your go-to is the Word of God and to be with other believers. Because how many people, when pressure comes, their go-to is a bottle, a bar. It's a go-to, some people that will agree with you in your misery. We need to be with those that agree with God. Amen? So I want to encourage you the rest of your life that your go-to is going to get with men and women of God, to get the Word of God, to get strong in the Word of God, that even because when we believe, we know where Carthet is. And her worship was a little better this morning than ours. She joined in with some people that could worship. And as she's there, the Bible says we don't grieve as those with no hope. You see, when you have hope, then you can grieve, but you still live your life in faith according to the Word of God. Amen? We don't stop. We have a season that we walk through. But that's strength that every one of us need to walk in. Death comes to us all eventually. Amen? Right. How we walk through it, that's the key. The stronger we get in Christ, the more we believe the Word of God, when they know Jesus Christ when they die, then we grieve, but not as those with no hope, and we carry on, and then our go-to is what? Oh my God. Going to church! Meeting with brothers and sisters. And so very grateful for that. And a little update on Kim's mom, Kim Keyes' mom, Tina Stoutenberg. Went and visited her yesterday. She's doing amazing. She can get up and walk on her own now. They took a tumor out of her head, and everything is wonderful. And so she's up and around, and she looks amazing. So thank you for praying for her. Tina, we love you. Happy Mother's Day to those that are online. We miss you, girls. And, you know, it's just good to have the Sharps come back from Florida after their winter down there. Snowbirds, you could tell by the color of his hair, and a little bit of snow there. So, but you know, this morning as we celebrate Mother's Day, and you know, in the scriptures, we know that we're to honor our mothers and fathers, amen? The Bible says that's one of God's top 10, isn't it? Right? We've got 10 commandments. One of the top 10 is honor your mother. And I believe that I could speak on behalf of the mothers today, if you girls will give me the liberty. I believe I can speak on your behalf that you could forego the dinner, the gifts, the flowers for each one of your children to walk in obedience to the word of God. All right? Okay, so sons and daughters, did you see that reaction? Right. So this is about, he said, obey your mother and father, if you want a long life. He wants to add to our days. Exodus 20, 12 and 13 says, honor your father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You want a long life, you honor your mother. If there's an area in America right now and around the world where they have devalued any authority, no matter how much has been poured into it, no matter how much is given, I'll be the first to admit it. Every parent is flawed. We're all flawed. And every one of you young people, you will be too as a parent. But thank God for his grace. You know, I thought about his grace this morning when we were singing that song, and I thought about how many times we come to him when we mess up, and he's so quick to forgive us, so quick to draw us close again, so quick to remind us of what his word says, of how he's not even thinking about it anymore. He's thrown it. Before you even get done with, I repent, or I'm sorry, before the last word even comes out, that mistake is already in the deepest ocean, never to be remembered again by God. That's good news, isn't it? And therefore, freedom can come into the house of God. Right? When we walk in freedom, it's because we know we're forgiven. When you walk in forgiveness with others, you walk in your greatest freedom, no matter what they have done. So I want to encourage you this morning to really think about it. The Bible says that we're to honor mothers. Today we're honoring mothers. The Bible says give honor where honor is due. Look at, maybe your mom isn't here. Maybe your mom is going on to be with the Lord. Maybe your mom wasn't there. Not everybody had a perfect childhood with mom and dad in the house, or had a mother that was there all the time, or walked out what she was supposed to do. But if that's not your situation, then it's now time to change so the next generation gets the mother that they're supposed to have. Amen? The mother that God created each and every one to be. Some haven't had a chance to be a mother yet. Some are too young. Some haven't had children. I think they said about 12% of the population can't have children. And I just want to encourage you, if that's you this morning, there's about 1.7 or 1.3 million children in foster care. And so there's an opportunity to become a mother, amen? there's the natural way which everybody wants to walk in. Well, I shouldn't say everyone. Prayerfully, everyone in the church wants to walk in that realm. Because the world wants to destroy everything that God wants to create. And so there's an opportunity for you, regardless of what goes on in your natural body. There's babies out there that would love to have a mom just like you. All you ladies, just turn to the guy next to you and say, I am amazing. All right. Britt, did you say that? I did not see your lips move, Brittany. Turn and say, or I'll bring you up here. I'll bring you up here. Did she say it, Miguel? Yeah. Listen, every woman in here, you are amazing because you've been created by an amazing God, and he's put his fingerprint upon each and every aspect of your life. And we think you're amazing, and our desire is that when you look in the mirror, you agree with us because your go-to is agreeing with us, right? That's your go-to. Don't care what you look, what you see in the mirror. Your go-to is, I agree with the church. I'm amazing. I agree with Pastor. He thinks I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. That's the only answer you're allowed to give yourself when you look in the mirror. Amen? Deuteronomy 5:16, it says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded. Listen, this is something that needs to come back into the church. And we're talking about the church in America, right, at large. Because the issue is always in the church first and then the world. The world is an overflow of what the church has allowed. And it says that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you on the land which the Lord your God gives you. He has given us the breath. He has given us life. He has given us a land. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he said, it's my command that you honor your mother and your father. And there might be a whole lot of forgiveness that you have to work out. Me and my father didn't get along when I was younger. And I had to work out my salvation through fear and trembling. And then I had to come to a place where I forgave because the scripture said so. So because no matter how bad it was for you as a woman in here with your mother or with a son in here, whatever, you still have no freedom, no right to disobey the command of God. If we're going to find freedom and walk in it and build the kingdom of God, then we're going to walk out what he said and then we'll reap the benefits of what he promised. That's where we have to go. It was a command. Have no other God before him. That's a command. He said, honor your mother and your father. That's a command. Because I know one thing. You'll reap what you sow. And I know. I've watched so many reap. I tell my boys all the time, every one of them, I said, what's the first thing you look for in a girl? And they all know. What's the first thing, G? Nice and loud? How she treats her father. That's the first thing. So I tell my boys all the time, go watch how she treats her father. Because one day you're going to step into that authority role if it ends up being a permanent thing. You're going to step into that authority role that he represents. And if she hasn't forgiven her father, or she disrespects and dishonors her father, you don't want that kind of a life. Amazing how it gets quiet. Tell them all the time. See, that was mine. My wife had a different test. When boys came to the house looking for Chels, she would tell Chels, hey, Chels, just go water the chickens. So with that, she would walk out behind the house, fill up a 5-gallon bucket of water. And if she carried it to the chickens, he wasn't worthy. If he carried the bucket, Ethan's the only one that carried the bucket. All the rest of the bums. Ethan said, I'll carry five-gallon buckets. I don't care. The rest of them just sat there and looked at her, and Chelsea would pick it up. Chelsea had no idea either. She's just talking and carrying a 5-gallon bucket. Sorry, you're out. You ain't the one. Not the one. So you got to find your test, girls. You got to find your test for your kids. You got to come up with something when that boy comes along or when that girl comes along. These are the things you do. Okay, back to mothers. And Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right. And I love it when my children obey me. Not about you, but I love it when you ask them to do things and they do them. Isn't that a good feeling? Right. We still have to do the same thing. My dad's going to be 86 this month. Mom's 83. But the women don't grow old in this church. That's what the poem said, Mom. So you're good. So Mom's 83, Dad's 86. I still have to respect them because it's a command that God has given. Doesn't matter what's happened. Doesn't matter about yesteryear, yesterday. Now that we're in Christ, we obey his commands. Amen? And this is what we have to do as children of God. Because, like we said earlier, I know all the moms would trade it all for obedient sons and daughters. You know, when I think of moms, I think of full-time ministry. That's what I think about. I know Joyce Meyer said, everything I need to learn about ministry, I learned from raising five kids. Right? They come out, they whine, they snivel, they cry. You change their diapers and you feed them, you put them to sleep. Then they get a little bit bigger, they whine, they snivel, they cry. You give them something to eat and you let them sit down. Then they whine, they snivel and cry. Then you give them an ice cream and they're fine. Then they whine, they snivel and cry, and then you teach them how to ride a bike, and then you hold them when their knees are all scraped up, right? These are just different aspects of life that everybody goes through. And so as we get older, we have to learn to step outside of that, but a mother's love is the standard on the earth, isn't it? A mother's love, when you think about love, the first thing that comes obvious is God's love, but I thank God that he filled women with a love that us men didn't understand. It's a love that's beyond how we think, right? I'm reminded of the story. I think it's in 2 Kings when they were out in the field and the young boy had a pain in his head, right? He's out in the field and he's like, I got a pain. Him and his father are working in the field. What's his father say? Go send him to his mother. Isn't that incredible? Here we are out here working. We got a lot of work. My head, damn it. Go see your mother. Because they knew, go send him. She's going to love him. She's going to nurse him back to health. She's going to bring him back in. But moms, love comes, and the standard on the earth is from moms. God gave it to you in the garden. And we're very grateful that God gave you a portion of love that's beyond. Because a mother's love has changed men's lives. You know, and it fits every person. A mother's love, it doesn't matter what them babies look like. Listen, maybe you're one of them that, you know, we have the term, it's a face only a mother could love, right? So that's the standard. It doesn't matter it's only a face a mother could love. They have a standard that's way up here. And it doesn't matter what the person looks like or acts like. You know, because today's a special day, I want to make a decree, gentlemen. We're honoring mothers today, so I'm making a decree. I don't know about how you guys, does anybody else make decrees in your household? Any other men? I make decrees in my household. And the way that I make a decree is, I have spoken, it is law. It's good to be the king. They don't listen a lot of time, but I say it anyway. Right, G? Hey, Bubba, is he even here? Where? Oh, sorry. I have spoken it. We're going to do this. Can we do this? No, this is what we're doing today. Dad, I have spoken. It is law. And then they all roll their eyes, you know, and we have a fun time. But today, I'm making a decree in the house. All right? Gentlemen, today, since it's Mother's Day, I have spoken. There will be no rolling of eyes no matter what she asks. None. There will be no sniveling about what she asks. You are not two. You will not whine and pout. Number three, there will be no huffing today. He's already doing it? I have spoken, it is law. There will be no critical thoughts allowed to proceed out of your mouth or your face. I have spoken, it is law today. Ladies, I'm working hard for you up here. All right? There will be words of encouragement. Thank you, Carrie. there will be words of compassion. Thank you. There will be remembrance of all good things. All the good things. That's right. You remind her of when she came walking down that aisle, sashaying, and your old heart was just going dub, 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 dub. You remember that. You remind her of that because women don't get old in this church. And then you proclaim blessings over her all day long and the rest of her life. I have spoken, it is law. All right? I like pastoring. It's good stuff. You know, I was so blessed this morning when I went into my office and I looked at the calendar. Because on the church calendar, if you have it hanging in your house, it's a picture of the father-daughter dance. And I just want to say, dads that took your daughters to the dance, thank you. Because you're teaching them, the next generation of women, their value. You're teaching them that I'm not dressing the same. You're worthy of me dressing differently and taking you out and spending time with you. Whether they're so small they got to carry them, whether they can dance or not dance, so grateful to Pastor Tom putting it on and all the work that everybody did in it. But to see the picture, can I tell you, that's what the church is supposed to be doing. We're preparing our young ladies not to want to go out with these dirtbags that don't have a clue. Not to even give them a look. Thanks, Pastor Tom. He's my friend. They're not going out, not looking for these guys that have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, that don't even know how to open a door. Fathers in here, teaching young ladies, this is how our women and our wives are cherished. Future wives are cherished in the house of God, regardless of what goes on in the world. Amen? So again, the Bible says to honor. And that word honor, if we break it down into three different words, it means respect. So it's about respecting mothers. Respect is a biblical concept, and it means giving value. You see, it's easy to respect people you give value to. But when someone hurts us, then we take that value away. And we say, because you didn't do it right. Show of hands for everybody that's done it right. Good. A bunch of honest people in the house this morning. I like it. So we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. And the scripture says we're to honor our fathers and our mothers. And today, as we honor the mothers, we're recognizing their worth. You know, there's one thing that I never doubted about my mom. That whenever I came into the house, I knew I was getting the word of God. I knew it. You might get tackled on the kitchen floor if you stepped on that floor with your muddy boots, but you're getting the word of God. I knew my mom would be praying for me all the time. I think it was after, what, 72? I think it was 72 you gave your life to Christ, was it? You don't remember? Women here do not get old, remember, Mom, all right? She doesn't remember the day or the year that she gave her life to Christ, but she stood on the promises of God and said, I won't be moved. And because of that, we've always honored Mom in that. It's easy to honor when we do it right, isn't it? Right. This is what God's looking for each one of us. He said, hey, if you want, ladies, if you want someone to honor you, you're going to have to honor those that God commanded you to honor. Gentlemen, same boat. You say, but you don't know my dad. Yeah, I do. See, my mom agrees with me. She always has the word of the Lord. I'm telling you. We've all had different dads, different upbringings, but it doesn't change the word of God. It doesn't change, because if you want honor, you're going to have to honor. And that's what God is getting at. And God is very clear with this. You walk around dishonoring your whole life, your mother and your father. It's a short life. It becomes a miserable life. And then you reap what you sow. Because as you get older, the very things that you used to say. They come back and your children start to say the same stuff. So the Bible says, here's my command, honor. Remind them of their value, that God has created them in his image. Remind them of their worth, that they are more precious than rubies and diamonds. Remind them. Gratitude is another word. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18, it says, rejoice how often? Always. Pray without ceasing. In what? Everything or all things, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. So regardless of your upbringing, you're to give thanks, not for what you have gone through, but that God has kept you. We give God thanks in all things. That removes the excuses of, because they did something wrong, I get to do something wrong. No matter who does what's wrong, I still have to do what God commands. Amen? We live by his commands, and then we have the freedom. Then we have great joy. We get to laugh and cut up and have fun and watch other people, and we can't understand people. Some people can't understand why it's so miserable for them, because they're breaking the commandment of God. God said, honor them. We want to honor this morning. I'm keeping track, ladies. Don't worry. I'm getting you out of here. Obedience, John 14, 15, says, if you love me, what? You will keep my commandments. So if we're going to honor God, then we're going to have to obey God. And the mother's already said, I'll give up the fence that I had to put around my wife's garden yesterday, the hanging flowers I bought yesterday. My wife would throw them all aside for each of our children to walk in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, to honor their wives and to serve them as Christ serves the church, right? To bless them, to be a covering to them, to supply the needs for each and every one of them. For our daughters and daughter-in-laws to honor their husbands in everything. They would trade it all, because every one of us knows that in the commandments of God comes the freedom of God. And I don't know about you, but I didn't walk in the freedom in my marriage in the beginning. Am I the only one? I didn't have much freedom in the beginning. It was a little rough. You have no idea how much I had to retrain my wife. Oh, happy Mother's Day, love. Sorry, it's a command. I honor you, Brad. Nah, them years are over. No more trouble. I have spoken. It is law. Thank God for the chicken coop. You know, when we look at how God has used women, when they came in, right, we know the ultimate one was obviously Mary gave birth to Jesus. And then we see that when Jesus rose from the grave, the first one that he greeted was Mary Magdalene. And she was the first one to proclaim. And when God was getting ready to do some major things in the Word of God, he used women. Right now, or in America, they have turned them into an object rather than a gift. So much is watched on television, they turned them into an object, and they said, look like this, act like this, dress like this. I am so thankful for the women in this church, the way you dress and cover yourself. We're very grateful, because you were created for one man. Just one. Turn off the television. Don't pay no attention to the television and what you're watching out there. You girls, honor your husbands, honor your families in the way that you carry yourself in here. And we're very grateful. Very grateful. Because there's some places where it's shocking what's allowed. But God, when he's done so many magnificent things, that he used a woman that was willing to obey his command. The one that said, I will listen and I'll obey. I won't leave. How faithful is a wife. And I know my wife struggles with Psalms 30 or Proverbs 31. She says it's the standard is so high. But I know that my bride is a 31 woman. That's who she is, even though she thinks it's very hard to attain. But that's the way that I see her, not the way that she sees her. And so as we walk out in respecting women, having gratitude for them, rejoicing always, and walking in obedience to the Lord, keeping that commandment where we honor God, we worship God, and we honor you ladies today. And there'll be no rolling of the eyes. There'll be no yelling with our faces. There'll be none of that today. There'll be a day of celebration, a day of joy, a day of peace. I don't know about you, but I like it when there's peace in my home. Man. Anybody here ever lived where there's no peace in your home at a time and a season? A couple of us. A couple of us honest people. And the rest need repenting. You know, we want to sum it up. If I could sum it up easily, you know, is give your heart to the Lord so she could rest continually. And that's where our rest comes from, surrendering and living for the Lord. You know, the one thing I would encourage you ladies not to do, you younger ladies, is don't name your daughters JL. Okay? Please don't name it that. If you remember, the king was running for his life and he hid in her tent. And she took a tent peg and she drove it through his temple. Yeah, he needed to die, but don't name your daughters JL, okay? Please, ladies, all right? Because every man be sleeping like this all the time. They'd be wondering, all right? sorry. It's these women that God used, all right, in the scriptures. Hey, it's scriptural. This is how God does things, how he gets things done. If he wants to get something done, he sends her in. And JL went in and got the job done. Mary got her job done. Mary Magdalene did her job. How about the woman at the well, one of my favorite ones in all of the New Testament? Here one with an illicit past. No one should talk to her. Jesus goes up, shouldn't be talking to her. She wasn't even trustworthy because according to the Jewish people, she couldn't even be in the court of law. Her testimony was no good because she was a liar. And Jesus goes and sits down with her, and what does she do? She changes the entire city. The whole city gets set straight because one woman fell in love with the Lord and said, he told me everything about my life. I want you to know, ladies, he knows everything about your life. He loves you. He's planned your whole future out before you ever step foot on this earth, and he's got a plan for your life in the future. And there's nothing you can't do as long as we obey the command. And the command is, we honor him. We serve him. We honor one another. Amen? Stand up this morning. I got 40 seconds to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, can we ever see that? No. Father, today, we agree. And Lord, we make a decision that we're going to respect our mothers. We're going to give gratitude for each and every one of them. We're going to rejoice always over them, and we're going to walk in obedience to your word. Father, for you said that when we obey you, all things become possible. When we agree with you, all things become possible. So, Father, I pray your blessing upon every woman in this house. Lord, that as the young ones that have never even that haven't been married, Father, that they would dig into your word and say, that's what I want for my house. And no matter what happened yesterday, I'm going to walk faithful to God's word today. Lord, for the rest of us, some that have already been married, Lord, I pray that they would delve in once again, husbands and wives. Lord, that we would look at your word and what did you command in order for our freedom. And that whatever we have to lay down, we would walk away from. And Father, today, I pray that there would be a stirring in the spirit of every woman in here to realize she wasn't made to touch just her own children, but she was to be a mother to the entire area that she lives. That when she sees one that's astray, when she sees one that's hurting, when she sees one that's in need, Father, that they would reach out the hand just as it's their own. And Lord, they would gather them like a hen gathers their chicks according to your word. Father, and as they walk out of here, they would know that we cherish them, that we thank God for them. Lord, that each one would know that they are more precious than rubies, more precious than diamonds. And Father, today, we thank you that whatever they put their hands to, it's going to prosper. So we speak health, we speak strength, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak courage over them, that they would be the ones that would be willing to go and change a whole town because of what you have done, because they met you one day. So, Father, bless our friends. Bless these beautiful ladies. Keep them. Watch over them. And, Lord, bring the children in that they would accept Jesus Christ. Live in obedience, because that's the cry of the mama's hearts. Right now, Lord, bring them in the name of Jesus. And all God's children said amen. Amen.